Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am the divinely anointed Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people to understand their own lives and to make the changes that are going to bring them what they actually desire, to bring them what they truly want to create. I help them to let go of what no longer works for them, to let go of what has never worked for them, to let go of all of those beliefs that they gained throughout their lives from all those wonderful people. And usually they meant the best, but what they were teaching you didn't work in their lives either. So, but we teach what we know. We don't necessarily teach what's best. We teach what we know. And so I've spent the last 20 years or so focusing on letting go. Letting go of the things that I was taught. Letting go of the things that just don't work for me. And I also spent that time helping other people to let go. Because it's all about coming back to the truth of who you are. It's about recognizing you are good enough. That it's okay to love and accept yourself, and that you have the freedom to create your life. And it's interesting because we believe that we have the duty to create a good life, that we are a good person. And it's all about actually having the freedom just or ways to make changes in your own ways to fully embrace your gifts, then this is the show for you. So give me a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And we can look at things to see what it is that you are ready to change. Change is not required, although change is always going to be happening. It's not something you can stop. just a natural part of life. But there's nothing that says you can't enjoy it. Enjoying it, allowing it. And I find that it really does bring wonderful opportunity to you and to your life. So stop fighting change and start recognizing that it's a tool that you get to use to make your life what you truly desire for it to be. So if you are ready, I now have everything open except the chat room, which will be open in just a second. I'm actually multitasking, and it's kind of working today. I'm shocked by that. You can learn more about me and what I do by visiting my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information there. And there's also some free healing work that you can do on yourself. You don't have to wait. It's not up to somebody else to change your life. It's up to you. You have the ability. You have the gift. And you have the love. So start living it. Okay. I now have the chat room open, the regular parts open. If you call in and you have a question, don't forget to press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on my studio board, and I'll know to click on you. Okay, we are going to our first caller from area code 610. Hello, who is this?
Hello, this is Tata Tat from Pennsylvania.
Okay, can you say your name one more time?
It has a lot of T's, Tata Tat.
What does that mean?
I'm just trying to squeeze in a lot of T's for good luck.
Oh, okay. It's an interesting name. It's not one I've heard before. Welcome. What can I do for you?
How do I reach, like, nirvana?
Usually in order to have that sense that everything is fine, that you are at peace, that life is good, to allow that joy that is in you to be a part of you, you need to let go. And you need to let go of everything. But it's not like you just suddenly let go. It's you set aside time each day. I'm going to give you the easy way so that it's not stressful, it's not difficult. You just pick a time, and you can pick times throughout the day. And during those times, you simply sit quietly and you say over and over and over again, "Dear innate, I let go." And you simply say, "Dear innate, I let go," over and over until you feel that peace within you. Because it's by letting go of the beliefs, those old ways of being, that you clear that energy out of you and you begin to feel that peace, that love, that joy that is within you, but you can't find it because of all the clutter that's in the way. And I find that the more I do this, the more time I actually spend in peace. Because when you're saying, "Dear innate, I let go," you are allowing your innate body, which is part of you, can't see, but it connects everything, to clear out that debris, that garbage. And so you are bringing yourself back to peace. And that's really the simplest way I found to do it. You can also go into meditation and say, "Dear innate, I let go," because that takes it to a different level. Or you can just do it, you know, when you go to the bathroom, or it doesn't really matter where you do it. You just need to say it, and you need to say it out loud. You need to hear yourself letting go. And it's just a simple phrase, "Dear innate, I let go." That makes
what
sense?
What if, like, yeah, what if, you know, I kind of like companionship, and I kind of always go back to the same people who, like, don't seem to be as happy as I am, or like in a good mood as I am, so they don't seem to have let go, you know, and it kind of makes me angry.
And that's something you definitely need to let go of, because in those moments you are taking other people's energy and making them a problem in your life. And their energies are not the problem. You don't need to do anything to change anybody else. And the more you let go, the more accepting you are of others and of yourself. It really is a wonderful way of clearing out your own life. And you'll find that you really don't need to do anything about anybody else. You don't need to worry about anybody else. Whatever they are doing is whatever they are doing, and you can just let them do it. And then you can be at peace. And by being at peace, you attract more and more people to you who are at peace. So you change the kind of people that you are attracting into your life. It all starts with you, because it is the energy you are putting out into the world that is determining what is coming into your life. And when you start letting go of all the garbage from the past and start allowing yourself to be at peace, then you start attracting more peace. That make sense?
Yep.
It really is the quickest and the most profound way of changing you, of changing your life, and of opening you up to all of the beauty and the wisdom and the love and the joy and the peace that's already there inside. Disconnects at times, and it just disconnected in that moment. So, do you have any other questions about what we've talked about? Okay. Make sure everything's still the way it should be. Alrighty. Ah, there you are.
Hi.
Okay, can you hear me?
Connected. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my phone did that too, so it's one of those weird things it does at times. So, do you have any other questions about finding that nirvana?
I don't know, sometimes, like, when I want to do some things, like, my body won't let me, you know, like, if I want to do this, I have, like, heart palpitations, stuff like that.
And again, saying, "Dear innate, I let go," helps to clear that up, because your body reacts in the ways that it's been programmed to, that it has habits about. So there may be some things that you want to do that a part of you is actually afraid of doing. And so that fear comes up and gets big enough that you don't actually do what you're afraid to do. But when you say that, dear innate, I let go, then you're no longer being run by fear. And you can actually make the choice about what it is you choose to do, and you can do it. It's about getting your power back. It's a really beautiful tool for bringing you back into alignment with who you are choosing to be. That makes sense.
Would my mantra also like help spread, you know, the peace over to people around me?
If you are radiating peace, you are spreading peace, and people will feel that peace. But you don't need to do it in order to change other people, because people be where they choose to be. It's not your job to change them anyway. It's your job to take care of you and to make you the most important person in your life, and to make your life as amazing and beautiful and phenomenal and wonderful as it can possibly be. And that does have an impact on everybody around you.
Is there like an introversion, extroversion percentage I should be for reaching nirvana?
No. It's just a matter of letting go.
Because you said I would take in energy of the person who's not letting go and making my own, you know, so that's like an extrovert who gets energy from the environment, you know?
But the more you are letting go, the more you are not taking in other people's energies.
Okay.
So you stop doing all of that, and you just allow yourself to be you. And that's the best thing you can do to make your life better, is just give yourself permission to be you.
Yeah,
because it's not really about the other people that you meet. It's not about what's happening in the world. It's not about the situations and circumstances. It's about being you. And so that other stuff is the stuff that you are letting go of when you say, dear innate, I let go.
Yeah, I remember back when I had severe focus problems, I chanted in my head, like, I have good concentration, like, maybe thousands or tens of about thousands of times, and I was able to read books later, you know, and I could do well in school, and I graduated just from that mantra. So is there, like, a number, is there, like, a number of I let go I should do?
No. You just do it until you feel at peace. You do it based on how you feel. If you're feeling anxious or nervous or fearful or stressed out, you just keep doing it until you feel at peace. So it's whatever number you need to do in order to get there. Sometimes I just need to say it once. Sometimes I need to say it several times. Sometimes I chant it as I fall asleep, and it just brings me wonderful dreams. So just say it until you feel that peace.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And let me know how it goes, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Hold on, I have to turn the chat back on. And hello, Spirit Inform, and hello, Little Fairy. Good to see you. Okay, our next call is from 11111111111, my favorite number. Hi, who's this?
It is I, speaking eyes.
Hello, Queen. How are you today, dear?
How are you today, dear? I am honorable. I am peace. How are you?
Oh, I am doing great. It's a wonderful, beautiful, amazing day.
Hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
So what's on your mind?
I would love to hear from me. Say to me, it's in the likely temple. But also, the previous call was quite deep.
Okay. Okay, there's someone coming to talk to you. Oh, boy, she has massive, massive energy. I'm just going to have to breathe and let her be. And who are you? She says she is the queen of all. That's the terminology she's using. And she also says that her name is not important. okay. So she's here and she's so... I'm just going to let her talk. No, it's not someone you say, well, no, I don't want to talk to you. Okay. Right, here she is. You are more. I am more. We are each more than we've ever recognized ourselves as being. People are always looking for the way to find that perfect place, that perfect state of being. And they look for the instructions. They look for the ritual. They look for the answer out in the world. And the answer is always within you. Because each of you, it's connected. You are connected to the one that created you. You are connected to the one. And I'm not just talking about one when I say the one. I'm talking about all. I'm talking about everything and everyone. And when you recognize that connection and you allow yourself to live that connection, which means you don't depend upon your human brain to come up with answers. You spend time in your heart, in your connection, feeling the truth of your existence, knowing things that you couldn't possibly know, being so much more than you have ever been, truly being alive. That is when you find what you are looking for. That is how you find what you are looking for. Now you can go through your life and you can read every spiritual book ever written. And you can study with every spiritual person who has ever existed. But if they are not teaching you how to go within you. You will never find that sense of peace, that true connection that changes your life. You are more right now, already. It is not something you have to develop. It is something that is already there. You are gifted with yourself when you came into this life, into this body. Stop thinking that you don't have it, because you do. Stop thinking that you can't use it, because you can. Stop thinking that you can't be it, because you are. You are more. You are love. You are light. You are me. You are all. You are.
Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness. That's what she wanted to say.
Of course. Of course. I agree. I thank her for coming. Really for me. Because I did call for the higher aspect of me. The Queen of Queens. I'll go for that. I'll be that. I
Good.
Am that.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And to have such magnificent embodiment of yourself as reminders, it's such a blessing for the Queen of Queens. It's, you know, yes, the Anointed One. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For the memories. Yes.
Now they're showing me scenes from other times, from other lifetimes. I don't know if they're yours or mine or a combination. Really interesting. Most of what I'm seeing now is from Egypt. I don't know if you've been thinking about Egypt today.
I was just in that vibration, so yes. What did you see? If you could.
I don't even know the names of these beings. Okay, there's a pyramid, and there's those beings that have the head of, I don't know if that's a dog or what it is. Males.
Anubis.
There's several that look like that. And there's women who are dressed in these exquisite, flowy things. I'm really good at describing, aren't I? Who are walking into the pyramid. They're walking up the steps, and it's a very sacred place inside this pyramid. So this is not a burial pyramid. This is a temple. This is a sacred temple. And this incredible energy coming from inside. I don't know how to describe it. It's just incredible energy, and we'll go with that. And there's two women walking up the steps, and they're holding hands. So it's like they're sisters in this order, or this grouping, or whatever it's called. And they're going into the sacred place. It's not showing me what they're doing once they get in there. They walk through the doorway, they bow, and they get up and they move on.
There's more to it, but I can't. I can't tell you what it is because I can't put it into words.
You know, as you started, as soon as you said about Egypt, Kemet, asking, reminding me of the transmission of her arrival into your essence. And I am also, the sisters is often like Nebuchadnezzar and Eturu. Okay. And then I got the feeling of you and I. And then I, in this connection, the sisters, and also going into the temple, but also the relevance of this revelation for us collectively, you and I collectively, and individually as we are on our path moving forward. Yeah, the meaning for our forward motion together and separately with the temple work.
Maybe we should spend some time in meditation back in this temple. It has this beautiful ray of power that is coming down through the top of it. It's just, it's amazing light. It's got different colors in it, and it's just coming down through the top of the pyramid. It feels really exquisite. So later today, go into a nice meditation, go to the temple and see what it tells you. You're saying I need to do it too. I guess I'll do it too.
It felt like a collective of you and I. As I said, there was, because it's us and her sister, Nebuchadnezzar, it's not coming back, but there's at the moment, but yeah, two sisters, and yeah. Okay, so it will be done. I did the meditation this morning, the heart meditation, beautiful.
Oh,
I did everything but put the earphones on, and I said, but that wasn't relative for me at that moment because I forgot about it. And I'd be interested to, at some point, to hear of your journey into that temple. But thank you, as always, Anointed One.
You are welcome.
And continue to enjoy the beautiful day, the beautiful life.
And you too.
I am. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay. All right. Our next caller is from area code 973. Hi, who's this?
Hi, good morning, Barbara. It's Tina from New Jersey.
Hi, Tina. How are you doing?
I am excellent. And you? Thank you for having your show today.
I tell you, the energy in this show today is just wonderful.
Yes, it is so peaceful.
Yeah. What's on your mind today?
Just whatever spirit has for me.
Okay, the first thing they're saying is it's not just what spirit. you want to bask in the energy of spirit. Oh, that's what I'm feeling.
You're basking
in this amazing energy. Okay, so here is a message for you. It's time to open up. It's time for you to really open up to you. You have spent a lot of time trying to meet the expectations of other people, and we understand why you do that, because that's what you were taught to do. That's what you've seen people doing all of your life, but it's time for you to let that go, because you are not here to meet anybody else's expectations. You are here to be you, and the you that you are is beautiful and profound and phenomenal and wonderful and magical and everything. So you don't need to worry about what anybody else thinks or expects or says or does. That is not you. It's time to come back to you, to open up to you, to accept you. And we would once again use that wonderful phrase, dear innate, I let go.
Let go
of everything. Yes. And you may say it over and over and over until you are truly filled with your own beauty. Because you are beautiful. And you have everything that you've been looking for. And it's time to get all of the clutter out of the way so that you live your life being you, because there is no one better than you. There is no one that you are meant to be other than you. You are more than enough. Start letting go of everything else. Just let it go. And it doesn't matter whether it's wonderful or terrible, just let it go. And the more you do, the more you are coming back to you, and the better your life will be. You have the power to change. Take that power and let go. Okay, that's what she wanted to say.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, ooh, boy, that energy.
Yes.
Oh, today is going to be one of those days that's just going to be filled with incredible energy.
Yes.
It has been so far. All right, any other questions, or do you, if you can still talk.
I know. I'm just like, oh, and I'm in my sauna. I'm like, oh, God, this feels so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess that's it. I needed that.
Okay. Well, great. Keep letting go, and you can live in that beautiful energy all the time. So,
thank you.
Just a matter of you being you.
Yeah.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Our next caller is from area code 347. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Barbara, this is Keisha.
Ah. So
how
what
are
you been up to?
Oh, my God. You know what? I think I really had an epiphany yesterday.
Good. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it really, really, really was. And it led to some emotions, and I'm learning to, you know, to release emotions and cry. It's really healthy. It's really good.
Yes.
So this week I actually started to kind of like pack. Well, not necessarily pack, but I kind of just went through my clothes of like stuff I'm keeping, stuff I'm not keeping, and kind of like feeling like, okay, because I have like a space. It's like a room, but it's more than a room. Like it's a space, and I realize like I'm in here with all these clothes, and you know things have energy. So I have books and stuff, different things like that, and you know I'm really like, okay, am I taking this? Am I not taking this? But then just thinking about moving, and I'm like, okay, like just trying to figure things out. Like I may need a, you know, am I doing a U-Haul? Am I shipping? You know, it's just so many different factors, and I got to get a place and to get my car. And I was starting to feel overwhelmed. Like, oh, like not that I can't do it, but just that it's feeling like a lot to do. And and then I was like, well, how did I manage this before? Because I moved twice before, and I'm like, I don't even remember how I, when I came back from Atlanta, like how did, I don't even remember that move. Like, it's just, I don't even remember how I did it. And I remember how I got there, but it's just, I don't know, I started to feel overwhelmed. So then I went, so I have on Instagram, and I sometimes I post like my food stuff, and then sometimes I post like, you know, cute pictures of me and stuff like that. And I noticed that, so some people I like, some women I know or relatives I have, I noticed that they don't necessarily like my pictures or comment on my pictures. Like, and I'm, and but I always kind of like comment on their pictures and cheer them on. You know what I mean? So say if they put up a picture of themselves looking, you know, kind of sensual or whatever, I'm the first person to be like, yeah, thick thighs save lives. Like, I support it. So I'm noticing that they're not supporting me with the stuff that I'm posting. And I'm also noticing that, so like one of my other cousins, she had posted like one of our other cousins' food business. And I'm like, well, she never posted any of mine. Like I've been doing stuff. Like why she never posted any, you know what I mean? Like, she never posted any of my stuff. And, like, I noticed that, like, so I had did, I had actually told, well, I'll talk about that later, but anyway, I realized that I'm starting to, so when I sat, so yesterday I went by the water, and I started to realize that what it is I'm feeling like people aren't supporting me as I support them. And, you know, like, because I'm a lot of people's cheerleaders. And different things like that. And I realized that they're not showing me the same love I show them. And then I realized with the whole moving stuff, I realized that I feel like I need support, which is like money is definitely a symbol of support and love is a symbol of support. And I realized I was like, I don't feel people are supporting me or I have a lot of support. And I think that's what I want and need. I kind of like had that epiphany that that's what everything is about.
And you realize that the best thing that you can do is say that wonderful, dear innate, I let go around all of that, especially around the fact that you feel that these other people are not supporting you. Because as long as you are focusing on these people are not supporting me, that's the energy that you're in, and that's the energy you really want to get out of because you don't like it. So,
right. Okay. So you're saying let go of noticing it or let go of?
Let go of everything.
Okay.
I'm not saying just let go of a little bit of it. I'm just saying let it go. You don't need to hang on to any of it. None of it brings you joy. Why would you want to keep it?
Okay, so you're saying like when I notice it, just let that thought go, let that feeling go, or don't acknowledge
it?
Like, what are you saying?
I'm just saying whenever you start feeling that way, you recognize that you are feeling that way, start saying, dear innate, I let go. 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 And you say it until you feel at peace.
Okay.
Because staying in those thoughts and in those energies do not make your life better. And you know that. You feel that. So you don't even need to go there. You don't even need to think about it. You don't need to worry about it. You don't need to wonder what's going to happen if I don't, because that's a part of that same energy. You're just letting it go. That's it. You're not thinking about it. Get out of your head. Urinate, I let go. Urinate, I let go. Urinate, I let go. Urinate, I let go.
So, right. So what I'm saying is, are you saying that to just focus? So, right, I could do that and also just focus on the opposite of that, on people who do support me?
No, focus on what it is you desire.
Okay, so I guess I desire support.
Okay. Then focus on how it feels to be supported. Let yourself feel it. Even if you don't feel like anybody's doing it, let yourself feel it anyway. Let yourself feel the joy of it. Let yourself feel the connection of it. Let yourself feel the beauty of it. Because whatever you are feeling is what you are attracting. And if you are feeling unsupported, you are attracting less support. And that's not what you want. So only focus on what you desire. Let yourself feel what you desire. It's like with the move. And you start thinking about the details and how you need to do this or you need to do that or you need to decide which one you're going to do, this or that. And you feel over. That's one of those times when you should definitely just stop and start saying, urinate, I let go. Because the how of the move is not really something that's coming from you anyway. You are being loved and supported by your team. They, whatever it is you desire, if you desire to move, they will make it happen. And they will bring you everything you need. It's just like when I moved. And it all happened in a few days, and everything I needed came to me, and I didn't have to figure out any of it. I just had to do what I was inspired to do.
Okay.
So let's trauma and all of that crap. Just let that go.
But I think I feel like, because I feel like I've been on my own for so long, and I was saying that I think I feel like, so I, to me, I have to be aware of the kind of relationships I'm in, because, you know, there's a thing of giving and receiving, right? So sometimes I'm giving and the other person isn't giving to me, like, I find that, say, even in my family, it's like a thing where they feel like it's okay for me to help them be successful or help them, but they won't help me. So it's just something that I noticed. I feel like I need to be aware of when people are not supporting me or giving me like I give them. Not because I'm giving them to receive something, but it's just about balance and, hey, are you guys loving me like I'm loving you? Not like, I mean, like, are you helping me like I'm helping you? Something like that. So I feel like I need to be aware of it. But I guess you're saying I could be aware of it, but I don't have to feel
right now,
negative about
you're
it.
Not just aware of it. You're stuck in it. It's your habit.
Okay.
And I'm telling you to let it go. Get unstuck. I've reached a point with my family where I interact with them when I need to interact with them. And if I'm not interacting with them, I don't even think about them. I don't, you know, there's no need for me to.
Right.
Because they are not me. And what they are doing is not what I am doing. And I am actually making myself important enough in my life that I live my life for me. And
this allows me to have interactions with amazing people and to meet people I never would have met and to experience energies that I never would have experienced, because it's not about them. It's about me. I do what's right for me. And I accept that. And I'm okay with that. And I let my life work. Even if I don't know how it's going to work, it always works. It always works. And I don't think about it. Stop thinking.
No, you know what it is? I'm around some of them. You know, I'm definitely, you know, I live with some of them. So I'm around some of them. So it's something mm-hmm. that's kind of in my face. You know what I mean? And then I do interact, say, on social media or different platforms with some of them as well. So, but yeah, I realize I have to be a little cautious with.
It's not really about being cautious. It's about letting go. And see, even when I was living with members of my family, I changed who I was being. And I gave them mm-hmm. the freedom to be themselves, to do whatever it was that they needed to do in their lives. And I knew that sometimes they were doing things that did not resonate with me. I'll just put it that way. And instead mm-hmm. of making that a problem, I simply let it go. And I let them do whatever it is that they needed to do. And I found that they actually started recognizing some of their own destructive habits when I stopped thinking that I needed to, you know, say something or do something for them. I don't do for others anymore. I do what is mm-hmm. right for me. And I trust that everybody else is being taken care of. So they are no longer the focus in my life. I am. And it doesn't mean that I don't love them, because I do. But I find that when I interact with them now, it's different. It's easier. It's lighter. And they have the complete freedom. If they want to be a complete asshole, they can do that. And I'm okay with it, because it doesn't mean anything to me. That's them. That's their choice. That's their life. And I'm not taking that on to me. So you can interact with these people as much or as little as you want to, as long as the interactions bring you joy. And if you find that it doesn't bring you joy, then why the heck are you doing it?
Right. What I realize is, like what I'm saying is, I feel like they're out of balance relationships. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
like...
But it's not your job to bring that into balance.
No. I'm not trying to change them or anything like that. What I realize, even as you're speaking, I'm aware, I'm fully aware of it now. But what I realize is that I've already done things and things like that, but what I realize as you're talking is that, okay, I'm aware of it, but the awareness is really for me to change. It's not about, you know, not that I was ever trying to get them to change. It's just something I'm aware of, but I need, it's mm-hmm. like now I'm like, okay, well, I'm not acting like that anymore. I'm not just giving and giving because of, they're my relatives and I want to support and I want to love and I want to help them, because they don't feel the same way about me, which is their choice. So I need to stop. You know what I mean? I need
yes.
to stop acting like that.
Yes.
It's not just
that's
about,
why you need to let it go.
Right.
It's about
right.
letting
it's not
it
just
go.
About their actions. It's about mine too.
Yeah.
So,
and one thing
right.
that you can do to feel better about it all, instead of, you know, seeing that they're doing this and they aren't doing that, start noticing and start saying, I see how what they're doing is bringing me wisdom about me. It is so great that they are willing to fill this role so that I can get what I need to get. I really love my family because they are always providing me with insights about me. And sometimes they are doing stuff that is completely and totally silly in order to do that, and I just love the fact that they love me enough to help me to see.
Okay.
That's a whole different way of looking at it. And that doesn't see that they are doing anything wrong. It's seeing that they are helping you. They are supporting you. Not in the way that you imagined they would, but they are. They're teaching you.
Yeah, they definitely are. Definitely am learning. I mean, I've already knew this, but I guess sometimes I was letting. I think I was just taught to give and people please and all of that, and I put them first a lot in my life. And I feel like I've definitely let a lot of them drain me and abuse me, and I've just, you know, different things like that. And I've done things with them or for them, and they definitely don't do it, you know, back for me. And so I'm just like, you know, I want my life back. You know, my life is about me. And, you know, I'm really want to focus on me and the things that I'm doing. And you know what, you know, who supports me. But I'm just realizing I'm not going to operate with them in that manner anymore.
Good. And you're going to let it go.
Yeah.
Which means you're not going
to
think about it. You're just going to let it go.
Right. No. I definitely get that. But yeah, I think I was just still overwhelmed with
because you were thinking.
Well, yeah, of course. After I'm planning a move, so I have to figure things out.
Stop thinking, woman.
Well, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to not
just
if
start
you're moving.
Saying, "Dear Nate, I let it go." Dear Nate, I let it go. When you start thinking about it, just start saying, "Dear Nate, I let it go."
So, how am I going to move then? If I'm not thinking about the move, how am I gonna?
You are not the one who is working out the how. Your team is working out the how. You just let them know what it is you really want, and they will work out the how, and everything will flow. Do what feels right in your heart. You don't need to come up with the answers in your head. Get out of your head.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't looking at the move as a manifestation. I wasn't looking at the move because it's like physical. You know what I mean? It's like you have to pack. You have to call the apartment complex. You have to go get a car. You know what I mean? I wasn't looking at it as something I'm manifesting. I just looked at
but
it like something
that's what
I'm
you are
doing.
Manifesting. You are creating it. This is your creation.
I know, but
so
just,
let
I'm
it
just
work.
Looking at it in a different way. You know, I'm just looking at it like, okay, I got to do this, and not something that, okay, I'm creating this. I guess I was looking at it from a different perspective.
So shift back to creating. That gives you freedom. That gives you flow. That allows things to just happen.
Right.
As opposed to you needing to plan it out in detail to know that on Tuesday at 2 o'clock, this man is going to show up. He's going to be 5'11". He's going to be heavily muscled, and he's going to lift things for me, you know.
oh, God.
You don't
right.
need to plan it. You just need to create it.
Right. So let me ask you, who are you, what's her name called, the one that knows about the gods, what was her name that just called?
Queen?
She talks, yes, Queen. So who when you gave Queen a message, who were you talking to? Is it Asked? I can't remember, is it Asked or Ask? Or who
no,
who
it
you
wasn't.
Talking to?
It was, she called herself the Queen of All.
The Queen of what? A role?
Of all.
A-L-L.
Oh, you spoke to the Queen of All.
Yes, that's who I was channeling.
Oh, okay.
When Queen calls in, I get these amazing energies that just start coming through.
Yeah, because Queen is really knowledgeable about all of these.
Yes, she is.
And stuff, so that's
she is.
So they probably, yeah, they're probably, you know, ready to come in when she calls. She knows a lot about them.
Yeah, she does, and it's just mind-boggling sometimes the energy that I feel as a result of her mentioning a name, and I suddenly got that energy, and it's like, wow. So I never know what's going to happen when Queen calls.
And my only other question, I don't know if you can ask my angels or whatever, but a couple of jobs have reached out to me, which is a good thing. You know, it's a great thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great thing. And so I actually interviewed for a particular position, like did a phone interview. I think I told you about this before, which went good. But so someone just called me. I think two people kind of like called me about some other positions. And I think they were 10 positions, but they're not like one position just called me. It's not paying a lot, and the actual work is like I'm very, very overqualified for that. So I'm trying to think, but I do have like money flowing in now, right? So I'm just wondering, how do I operate this? Like, meaning, like, how am I? If I got a permanent job, of course, you know, I'm going to take it. But just say with, say, people are calling me for different temp opportunities, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, am I taking a job just for money, or am I taking a job? Not, let me say job. Am I being employed only, you know, just to benefit with money, or am I being employed to benefit with career growth? I'm learning something. I'm applying myself, and I'm receiving value. So I'm just looking at it like, because part of me is like, well, maybe you can just take something. You know, it's a job. You know, like you could just take something as a job. But then part of me is like, but I feel like I could get a better job or be somewhere I'm more valued, or you know what I mean? Like, it's like then part of me is like, oh,
okay,
yeah.
We're going to do some dear innate statements, because
okay.
You're saying you are getting so caught up in all this stuff. We're going to untangle you. Okay, so repeat after me. Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I don't need to think everything to death.
Dear innate, I don't need to think everything to death.
Dear innate, I am always guided to what is best.
Dear innate, I'm always guided to what is best.
Dear innate, I release the limitations on my own life.
Dear innate, I release the limitations on my own life.
Dear innate, I live in the flow.
Dear innate, I live in the flow.
Dear innate, I allow my heart to open.
Dear innate, I allow my heart to open.
Dear innate, I trust my heart.
Dear innate, I trust my heart.
Dear innate, I am shifting from thinking to feeling.
Dear innate, I'm shifting from thinking to feeling.
Dear innate, I trust my knowing.
Dear innate, I trust my knowing.
Dear innate, I don't need to figure everything out.
Dear innate, I don't need to figure everything out.
Dear innate, I don't need to figure anything out.
Dear innate, I don't need to figure anything out.
Dear innate, I take inspired action.
Dear innate, I take inspired action.
Serenade, I am connected with the Creator.
Serenade, I'm connected with the Creator.
Serenade, I am creating my life.
Serenade, I'm creating my life.
Serenade, I let go.
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 Serenade, I let go now.
Serenade, I let go now.
Serenade, I allow my life to change.
Serenade, I allow my life to change.
Serenade, I allow myself to know the best choice.
Serenade, I allow myself to know this truth.
The best choice.
Oh, Serenade, I allow myself to know the best choice.
Serenade, I have the freedom to be me.
Serenade, I have the freedom to be me.
Serenade, I let go.
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 Take a nice deep breath. Energy feels much better. How do you feel?
I feel really good. I feel relaxed. I feel at peace. And I feel aware.
Yeah. You actually get more clarity when you let go, when you get out of your head. Your head usually just clutters things up. That's why I'm always telling you to get out of your head. You actually get the clarity and the understanding when you let go.
Right.
So let go more often.
I am. And I realized it was this thing I used to do. And the lady, she was telling me that everything we do is really about a feeling. So I know what to do now. Like, I need to tap into the feeling I'm looking to feel and see which option will provide me with that feeling. Because everything is about feeling. So I think I'm going to try to get in touch with my feeling and go from there.
And make sure you give yourself permission to feel even before the option has come into reality. Because how you feel is your choice in every moment. Yeah. You don't have to wait to feel it.
Right. Exactly.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you so much, Barbara. Thank you. You're a lifesaver.
You are welcome. The next time you call, you know, you're gonna be telling me where you're moving to.
Oh, I decided.
What did you decide?
Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta.
Okay.
Yep.
Very wonderful.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Barbara. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And don't forget to let go. Bye-bye.
I won't. Thanks.
Okay. And we're moving to our next caller from area code 202. Hi, who's this? Area code 202. Area code 202, you're on the air. If you're talking, I can't hear you, so check and make sure you have not muted yourself. Okay. last call for area code 202. Okay, I can hear something. Area code 202, you want to say something? Okay. You may want to hang up and call back in, and if you do that and I notice you, I will click on you again so that we can see if this works, because you've been holding for a while. Okay, so I will give them a second to call back in. If that's something they want to do. I hate for someone to hold for an hour and then it's not working. You spend all your time waiting for an answer and you're not getting it. Okay. But I don't see them calling back in. So, like, there they are. Let's see how it goes this time. All right, area code 202. Can I hear you this time? Okay, area code 202, I still can't hear anything. Wait, I can hear.
On mute for some reason.
Okay, well, I can hear you now. So, hi, who's this? Oh, you've disappeared again. Okay, you're back again. Okay, tell me your name. Stop pushing buttons.
Hello.
Okay,
hello?
I can hear you. What's your name? I can hear you.
Sorry. My name is Zoe. And I just wanted the general message from the higher self or angels today.
And they're just laughing and saying, after you went through all of that, all you want is a general message? That is so funny. Okay. Oh, they're saying ask for what you really desire. What is it that you really desire?
Financial serenity.
So you'd like a message to lead you to financial serenity. Oh, I like the phrasing of that, financial serenity. Okay. So we are going to be hearing from the goddess Ast, and when she talks, she's also working on whomever she's talking with. So you may feel energies moving in you while you are listening, and that's perfectly normal with her. So here's what she wants to say. You have what you're looking for. You were born with the ability to attract whatever you desire into your life. Everybody was born with this ability. It's time for you to start activating that ability again, because you've pushed to the side for so long you thought other people should be the ones determining who you were and what you should have and what's possible and what's not possible. And you actually begin to believe the different information you are receiving that says that you can't. And we're clearing that out of you now, because you don't need that, because you can. You can afford your own life. You can have the money to buy anything that you desire. You can live your wonderful, amazing, exquisite, opulent, prosperous life. You can. You have that ability right now. It's not something that you need to go looking for. It's already within you. And so we want you to start letting go. And again, it's just like Barbara Grace has told other people, saying, dear innate, I let go. That's all you need to say. And say it over and over and over. you may want to think about money and just start saying, dear innate, I let go. And let go of all of those beliefs that you've packed away in you that say you can't have it because it's not true. And the more you let go, the more the truth comes forward. You are loved. You are so loved by your Creator. And your Creator wants you to have everything that you desire. The Creator does not put limits on you. The Creator never puts limits on you. So any limits on you or your life or your finances are things that you have put into place. And it's time to let them go. You are meant to have abundance. You are meant to be in the flow of abundance. You are meant for your life to be easy and for you to have everything that you desire. That is the way it was created to be. And so we are taking away so many of these limitations that you've accumulated from your parents, your family, your religious beliefs, your education. They teach you so many things to control you, to keep you in line. And you don't need to be controlled. You don't need to be kept in someone else's idea of who you are supposed to be. And we are releasing you from that and clearing that energy. Be open to receiving. That's an important part of having the finances you desire. Be open to receiving and let your life be so much more. Okay, that's what she wanted to say to you.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. And I have one more question. I love the DNA I Let Go mantra, and you also had one from before that I can't quite remember. Maybe it was about expanding and contracting. Can you recall that one?
Oh, that was years ago, wasn't it?
It may have been 2 or 3 years.
I think it was. Oh, my gosh.
But the Dear Innate works. That's fine. But
the Dear Innate is actually faster and easier. Yeah, because as I go along and I learn something faster and easier, I forget the old stuff. I stick with what's faster and easier. So just do Dear Innate, I Let Go. It's faster and easier.
Okay.
It does it all. In one simple place.
Thank you so much, Barbara. I appreciate it.
I don't even know where I would go to find that old phrasing, because that really was. That was at least 2 years ago. Yeah. Time to move forward, woman. Get out of the past.
Okay. DNA, I let go.
Yeah. And just say it over and over and just let go.
All right. Thank you so much, Barbara. I appreciate it. I appreciate
you're welcome.
My technical.
I'm glad we got past it. That's what's important.
Okay. Have a blessed day and a blessed weekend.
You too, sweetheart. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And we are going to go to our next caller from area code 951. Let's see if this is our wonderful Nathaniel. Hello, who's this?
Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I hurt my knee. I told you I hurt my knee, but it seemed to get a lot better.
Good,
and,
good.
3 days off of work, so hopefully I'll get paid for that. I found a new place to live.
Wonderful. Yay. I knew you were going to move.
Well, the apartment didn't work out. They said I was making too much money. since I've been working so much lately.
Uh-huh.
They said that I would have made like $39,000 because I've been working so much overtime. And, you know, I had to qualify. It's like $30,000 or $31,000. It would have been the max. But I don't know if I'll make even $30,000 this year. Maybe so, but they said that they wouldn't take me. And then I wrote them another letter that they told me saying, hey, well, you know, sometimes I work 20, 25 hours. Sometimes I work 40, 45 hours. So, but they, she says, well, that's not going to cut it, but we'll try it with, what do they call it, compliance. And then, so they gave the note over to compliance, and compliance didn't comply. And I said, no. So I go, oh, no, what am I going to do, you know? So I called back the old landlord that I had, and they said they'd be happy to have me. So I said, well, you know, how about $850 instead of the $1,000, you know? And he said, well, how about $900? So I agreed at $900, and he said I could sit on the couch, you know, not all day, this $5,000 couch. But he didn't want me to put stuff in the refrigerator. So, I mean, he says, well, if you have stuff, there's a little drawer there, but I have my own refrigerator in my own room, a little one that's about 3 feet tall. And the room's about 15 by 20, and it's in a pretty plush neighborhood. So it's really, you know, dark and quiet at night. So it's really nice for sleeping. I've moved a lot of the stuff over already, and then I got the other job as well. I got the job at the dispensary, and I went through my orientation, and then I start work Monday, and I'm working for the old job today, tomorrow, and the next day for 12-hour shifts, 7 to 7 now. So I'm at work in an old ballroom here that has been closed down for about a year or so. I don't know. Looks like it's kind of torn up here, tearing it apart or something. Are you there? Uh-oh. wonder where you lost me. Everyone else could probably hear me, though. Have to call back in. The internet threw you off again. Well, I guess I'll just hang on here. Hello, hello, I don't know why you say goodbye, I say hello, hello. I say go, go, go. Well, another one of Blog Talk Radio's finest of moments. Thank you, Madeline, for all your good service over the years.
Okay.
Ah, there you are.
That was weird. On the computer, I'm still connected, but on my phone, I wasn't, but it won't let me call back in.
Yeah, I've heard it all. I've seen it all with Blog Talk, boy.
Oh, this is the weirdest thing it's ever done.
because it shows that I'm on here twice now, but at least it's letting me talk to you this way.
Well, I don't know how much of you heard.
I heard that you connected with your old landlord, and I assume that that's where you're moving to.
Yes, and I moved. I stayed a couple nights over there, and I started moving in stuff. And then I went back yesterday. I got the new job at the dispensary as well.
Oh, good.
And I'm working both jobs now, so I'm working an old kind of abandoned ballroom here, 7 to 7 today, tomorrow, and Sunday. They wanted me to do Monday too, but I said I have other arrangements anything. So they called and they wanted a note, that I was going to be off work a couple times earlier, and they were real concerned, and they said, well, we need you to level with us. What's going on? Is this because of, you wanted to get the other thing? Is that why you got no hours? And I said, no, I didn't do that so I just told them, the truth. And I didn't tell them about the new job, though, and I didn't tell them about the move yet. I just wanted to stick to the note I got, which they're talking about. They wanted the note saying I was going to be off 3 days, so hopefully I'll get 3 days sick.
Okay.
So it's kind of nice because I got the whole place to myself. It's kind of home. I'm inside now. I spent the first 2 hours kind of outside my car, and then I checked it out inside, and there's, a chair and a ballroom, so it's, I get kind of cramped up in the little car,
Mm-hmm.
It's good to, my legs kind of were falling asleep when I got out, so I need to kind of stretch the legs and, everything.
Okay.
So now I'm in an old abandoned ballroom now. It's just been about a year, I think. I noticed the papers were about from October of last year, so it's been about 9 months, I suppose, since something happened. I don't know if it was the COVID or, everything. It's putting so many places out of business,
Yes, but you were supposed to be moving and getting a better job and moving forward with your life. This is what you've been working towards,
for this entire year. At the dispensary, it's such a family thing. They have a family cat named Indica, and they have, I guess they have community food for people there, and I guess you could even work medicated somewhat, they said something about the insurance, you can't be tested or anything, so I don't know, but you get 40% off on discounts on supplies.
Oh, that's great.
And then there's like community food, and I guess every month you're allowed $70 worth of things. So I could even get a reading or something and charge the receipt for $70 and they'll pay for it.
Wow.
So
great. Wonderful.
Other things, I think you could take a vacation after 3 months, and I've worked for this company and I've procured no vacation pay. They call me by my last name. They just call me by my last name and everything. And they're going to start at $15 an hour, but not, they said they were going to start at $17.50, but I'm only part time. But, I think they'll, work up and, raises and stuff, when I cure a full schedule or something, and I